Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
You might have seen an article shared on your Facebook timeline about male musicians described the same way as female musicians. Well, Louise Bruton wrote it, and she's on the line to tell us all about it. Louise, how's it going?
Hi, not too bad. Yourself?
I'm very, very good. Doing very, very good. All the better but to be talking to you. For those who haven't yet read it, what is the article exactly about?
Basically, I took a bit of a Daily Mail style in describing male musicians and the way that female musicians are often portrayed in interviews or reviews, where it focuses on their hair or their style or how successful they are as mothers and career women and how they manage to find the time to have the balance and all that kind of thing. Just kind of whittling it down to a lot of nothing, even though female musicians have so much more to discuss, but they're often just portrayed as mothers or sexy women.
Kind of like, did you see the FA's tweet there about a week or 2 weeks ago when the English football team came back from the Women's World Cup? You didn't see that? No, they said, it was something along the lines of, they come back as mothers, daughters, sisters, all this sort of stuff, but they're also heroes. It was just like, really? No.
Well done, guys.
Well
you did real
done.
Well.
Well done for sending us back 100 years. So what made you write it? I'm guessing it's things like that.
It's things like that. Well, it all started with, there was a review put up for the St. Vincent gig a couple of weeks ago, where she played an amazing gig in Ivy Gardens, but then the reviewer, finished off with the line of, I think there's way more female musicians that deserve her attention, and then he listed off a string of female musicians and put their age in brackets beside them, and the whole review was just kind of saying, it was just awful, just compare, it's like, first of all, St. Vincent was nothing like the musicians that he compared her to. The only mutual ground was that they were women. So when you see that some people can just kind of lump people, women, just into one category because of their gender, it's disgusting because there's so much more on offer, and then they don't really get their talents to be explained or broadcast because they have the genre as woman and that's it.
Well, I thought St. Vincent was amazing. I saw her in Galway. I thought she was very good.
She's amazing.
Yeah, so let's go through some of them. What about Hozier? How do you think he would be described if he was a female?
Oh, well, I base this on what a lot of people think of him anyway, in that he's got such luscious locks and his doe eyes just will peer out under them as the crowd break into a rapturous applause. His luscious beach hair and the waves and the curls, oh, he's just beautiful.
Oh, such a stunning, stunning man. Dave Grohl, obviously he's one of the most manly men in rock, you know. So how would he be described, do you think?
He's got a smile that goes on for miles, and the raven-haired Dave Grohl, he shows his humorous side on stage as he fires off jokes that are seemingly off the cuff. He comes up with those jokes himself, you know.
Yeah, oh wow, you know, he has a brain, apparently.
He does, he can think outside the box.
Oh my God. And the man of the day, of course, Ed Sheeran, who might be listening right now. He's in Ireland. Hey Ed, how's it going?
Hey buddy.
Hey, what's up? You never know. Give him the girly treatment right now.
Known to all as Taylor's best friend and Laura Sheeran's younger sister, Ed Sheeran has had a busy year. The flame-haired singer has a habit of writing heartbroken songs about his ex-girlfriends, including Ellie Goulding, who allegedly cheated on him with One Direction's blonde bombshell Niall Horan, while maintaining a happy-go-lucky, clean-cut image in the press. Who is next on his list to break his heart? Ladies, watch out. He'll take that heartache and make a hit song out of you.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Let's bring it all the way back. Let's do The Boss. Bruce Springsteen.
A Boss. This is my personal favourite. This is kind of played into sort of a fantasy that I think that Bruce Springsteen is like at home. So, in a white top that reveals just the smallest tease of greying chest hair, light blue denims and a tattered apron around his waist, Bruce Springsteen, 65, invites us into his home. The whitewashed walls are adorned with gold records, photos with celebrity friends and awards. But the greatest achievement, he says, as the air is filled with the smell of the roast lamb he is cooking in the kitchen, is balancing life as a worldwide superstar and being an attentive father to his three children. You can have it all, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. How can he have, you know, children and also have a career?
Oh, it's ludicrous. Ludicrous he finds the time to even get up in the morning with all this on.
It's incredible. One of my favourite people in the world, and people always hate me for it, Kanye West. Go on, go for it.
Kanye West is a feisty fellow. Unpredictable and outspoken, he makes sure that no one can pin him down. I'm just being me, you know, he explains as he tries to ignore his phone that keeps vibrating on the crystal glass coffee table. His latest album is raw, but he insists that he can juggle the roles of being an adoring father to Northwest and being an all-powerful, globe-trotting superstar. With the second baby on the way, I ask if he thinks it'll slow down his workload. No, he chuckles. My children and my wife inspire me daily. Without them, there would be no Kanye, the godlike performer.
The thing is, I can actually imagine him saying that.
Oh, you know he thinks they're probably on the daily.
And we'll go for one more. Bruno Mars. Go for Bruno Mars.
There's a softness to Bruno Mars. At 29 years of age, it seems as if he has lived this life more than once. What's next for him? He sighs and looks off into the distance, his long eyelashes batting gently. Dusting a piece of lint off his crisp white Prada shirt and with his well-manicured hands, he shakes his head and asks, who can ever answer that, honestly? He looks around his pristine beach house in Malibu, where he lives alone, and you wonder if his silence is echoing the silence in this home, which would comfortably fit a wife and his and three kids.
Oh, amazing. So what's the reaction been to it?
Well, it actually broke the website.
headstuff.org is the website that, of course, it's on if everybody wants to check it out. But it broke the website. It took it down, did it?
Yeah, Hozier found the site, tweeted it. And then the site was down for 6 hours after that. So, but it's like Headstuff is a great site. There's loads of reviews and everything. It's this is in the comedy section, but there's music and literature and history and everything going on there. But the response has been pretty mad, and a lot of musicians have been jumping on board, being going, "Yes, this is. We're sick of being portrayed this way. Mm-hmm. We are not female musicians. We are musicians." And it's just it's an ongoing conversation with kind of celebs, where they're. Kind of women on the red carpet are sick of just being asked, who are you wearing, when the men are often asked, tell us about your movie, tell us about the preparation you've put into the role. So it's great that this conversation is coming up, and I'm delighted that I kind of got to add to it in my own little way.
Amazing. And of course, it's all across the music industry and also the film industry and all across all that sort of stuff, but hopefully it will change one day, and it's stuff like this that might do it. So Louise, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us, and thank you so much for writing the article, because it's absolutely awesome.
Oh, thanks.